First of all, I want to offer an apology about the confusion. The schedule was different in the parish bulletin than what actually happened. Maybe you're used to it because there's been so many changes, but the bulletin said the Mass, the confessions and the Mass would be Wednesday afternoon. I showed up on the scene, and before Father Walter and I could work it out, that was already announced, and then I wasn't available yesterday. So I said, I can take it on Thursday. He said, okay. So we had the confessions and the Mass today, which not in the bulletin, but the fact that you're here means that the word was spread. But you may, if anyone who came yesterday and was disappointed, my apologies to you. Well, the first reading today comes from 1 Corinthians. And in that letter of St. Paul, he often speaks about the difference between the way human beings think and the way God thinks. They're so different that what is considered wise in the world is foolishness to God. And what is considered foolishness in the world is wise to God, as if they're completely opposite. Now, in practice, there are some wise things that are wise to both God and man. So that we should understand. And there are some things that are foolish to both God and man. But when it comes to human wisdom that places us against God or in opposition to God or in replacement to God, that's absolute foolishness. Anyone who's a disciple of Jesus Christ has to accept that this means we will sometimes look foolish to the world and even to ourselves. Well, actually, sitting in this, what is it, a basement? I don't know. Auditorium, gym, on a beautiful summer afternoon, you probably look foolish to somebody, maybe even to your own families. Like, what are you doing going there on a Thursday afternoon? It's kind of hot. Well, in the eyes of God, it's not foolish at all. It's very wise. Probably the best thing you could do today is come to the Mass. So you see the difference. It's a good example right here. Foolishness to the world. Extreme foolishness, complete waste of time. But to God, best use of time, the wisest use of time. So we have to get used to this, and it's not easy to get used to being a fool. In somebody's eyes, and I say even in our own eyes, sometimes we do things that they look foolish, but because we believe and we know this is what God wants, we do it anyway. And that's faith. The example for us in today's liturgy is in the Gospel. Simon Peter, the fisherman. So in the story, Jesus has been going all around preaching, and he ends up on the lake shore. He decides that he wants to use a boat. He gets into Simon's boat and pulls out a little bit so that he could preach to the people from the boat. Now, I don't know what Simon thought about it. It's not necessarily foolishness to have somebody use your boat. Maybe he felt like he was being used, or maybe he felt privileged. We don't know. But that's not an extreme case. The real test of foolishness or wisdom comes later, after Jesus stops speaking. He says to Simon, put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch. Now, to a fisherman who had been fishing all night and caught nothing, that is foolishness. And maybe to anybody. I mean, how long are you going to fish? Especially since they say when the sun comes up, the fish go down. And so that's why they fish at night. So you could imagine Simon saying, look, I'm the fisherman here. You're a carpenter. I know how to do it, and you don't. And maybe he did have that inner reaction, because we all have reactions like that. We have immediate reactions, judgments. But the beauty of this is Simon Peter said, Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. That's the fact. But at your command, I will lower the nets. That's the willingness to be foolish. That's the step of faith. And it applies to all of us. To be willing to go into deep water when we don't want to and it doesn't make any sense. To be willing to lower the nets when we tried it already and we got nothing. Why? Because the Lord asks us to. The Lord commands it. This is the rationale Peter uses. At your command, I will do it. And that's actually the greatest spiritual wisdom we have. Do the will of God, and that settles it. If it's the will of God, do it. That's wisdom. It will look foolish to the world. It will feel foolish, but Peter does it. And we see the fruit of that kind of wisdom, spiritual wisdom, abundant fruitfulness, more than two boats can hold. Now, this is symbolic also. I mean, it happened. It's a historical event, but it's symbolic of how the spiritual life is fruitful. It's fruitful when we abandon ourselves to God and are willing to do foolish things in obedience to Him, in faith. When we do that, we bear abundant fruit. Well, yeah, yes, we don't always see it. I don't think that that's going to happen overnight. You might not go home tonight and find two boatloads full of fish, but you're doing a wise thing by coming to Mass. Very wise. So, but the spiritual fruitfulness is not always as obvious as the abundant fish. But that's, again, faith tells us this is a fruitful way to live, and our hearts know it. We have peace, we have joy, we have fulfillment. And even if people oppose us or ridicule us, it doesn't disturb us very much because we have the Lord. So that's the wisdom. Now, this gospel continues with more foolishness when Peter was not foolish by saying, "I'm a sinful man, depart from me, I'm a sinful man." He was actually acknowledging the truth, humbly acknowledging that he's not worthy to receive miracles. That was true. But Jesus, disregarding that true statement, yeah, I know you're a sinful man. I knew that before you said it. He says, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." And that's when Simon and the others left everything and followed him. Foolishness, absolute foolishness. And also abundantly fruitful, because we ourselves are the fruit of that decision of the apostles to follow the Lord and serve him. So example to us is Simon Peter. The practical application of this gospel, of this spiritual truth, is for us to make. We have to be willing to be foolish. We have to be willing to be spiritually wise, which other people will think is foolish. Okay, accept it. Accept it and let God do his part. He will always give more than we can ask for or imagine. That's why spiritually it's not foolish at all. It's the greatest wisdom we have.